Hello, Sonny.
Hello, Yeheus.
Sonny, I understand your starting line is Kenya Athletics.
Yeheus, as the birthplace and training ground of many of the world's finest middle and long distance runners, Kenya has recently been shaken by news that several of its athletes failed drug tests, leading to their suspensions. There are accusations that Kenya's Athletics Federation is not doing enough to tackle doping. VOA's Jill Craig has more from Nairobi.
A country known for producing some of the world's premier distance runners has recently found itself in the spotlight for the use of illegal performance-enhancing drugs. The International Association of Athletics Federations announced in November it has been investigating Kenya since March for allegations of covering up doping. 24-year-old Samuel Njuguna is a Kenyan pole vaulter and marathoner. He says it is not good that some of his fellow athletes have been involved in the scandal.
Maybe you may come number one, but it's not a perfect. It's not fair to others because can you imagine I'm working hard to work on that and someone is using drugs? It's discouraging.
Kenya banned seven athletes in November for doping offenses, raising the number of drug cases to 40 in the past 3 years. This includes two female sprinters sent home from the recent world championships in Beijing. Retired General Jackson Tuwe is the acting president of Athletics Kenya, the country's national association. He says in all local and international competitions, athletes are tested for doping in what he calls a very elaborate exercise.
Let me say very clearly that it's not a systemic problem. I think these are purely individual problems. And we want to say that it's a small proportion, but we, of course, would like to have nothing of that.
Tuwe is acting president of Athletics Kenya because the IAAF provisionally suspended three senior Kenyan athletics officials for 180 days. The officials are accused of subverting the anti-doping control process in Kenya and the improper diversion of funds received from Nike through a sponsorship deal. Njuguna says these allegations tarnish Kenya's athletic reputation.
Which also diminishes in our country, and you know our country is the first from the world with athletics. And it's not good because it also has some not good image. The image is not good for our country.
The International Olympic Committee asked Kenya's Olympic Committee, as well as the World Anti-Doping Agency, to ensure an efficient out-of-competition testing program for athletes in all sports. In November, the Kenyan government set up a national anti-doping organization and gave it the authority to carry out tests and prosecute cases. Tuwe says Athletics Kenya does not have the power or capacity to investigate or prosecute, so he is pleased the government set up this new agency.
And so we are working very closely. We are very, very closely with that team. And we believe that we are going to make very good progress.
In a statement provided to VOA, the World Anti-Doping Agency said it is assisting with the development of the Kenyan anti-doping program. It said that while progress has been made, there is still a lot of work required. The agency said it is waiting for concrete plans from the government to fund and finalize the anti-doping rules. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Hello, sports fans. This is Paul Tergat, marathon champion from Kenya. You are listening to the Sony Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Turning to African golf, a 22-year-old South African, Brandon Stone, has won the BMW South African Open in Johannesburg for his first European Tour win. Stone played 1 year of collegiate golf here in the United States at the University of Texas before turning professional in 2013. Reporter Mark Tompkins joins us now from Johannesburg with more on Stone's triumph.
Brandon Stone is the BMW South Africa Open champion after a final round 71 saw him finish on 14 under par, two shots clear of fellow countryman Christian Bezuidenhout. Bezuidenhout was the best of the scorers in the top five with a five under par round of 67, but it wasn't quite enough. At one point, Stone had a five-shot lead, but three bogeys in a row on 5, 6 and 7 saw him slip back. An Englishman, Daniel Brooks, briefly took the lead, and he never really got going and finished with a level par round, which saw him eventually finish three shots behind the champion. Retief Goosen back after a four-month break, had a tied fourth finish on 9 under par alongside Justin Walters, Brandon Grace and Keith Horn. And Daniel Im was the early clubhouse leader after a low round of the day. 65 elevated him up the leaderboard. But Stone, who won the Cape Town Open before Christmas, can celebrate his first victory on a co-sanctioned event with a European tour. He's the winner by two shots from fellow countryman Christian Bezuidenhout, and he is the new BMW South African Open champion.
Reporter Mark Tompkins caught up with the new BMW South African Open champion. Here's Mark.
Brandon, many congratulations. You're the BMW South African Open champion. How does that sound?
Sounds like it's too good to be true, really. Overcome with emotions at the moment. There's a lot of ups and downs in that final round, but to come on top at the end it's incredible.
I was going to say, you had a lead of 5 shots at one point and then 3 bogeys in a row, and all of a sudden you're probably looking over your shoulder. What was going through your mind at that point?
Not much, to be quite honest. It didn't seem like anything at all was going through my mind at the moment, but I was just trying to focus on what I needed to do. There's obviously a few birdie holes left after that, and especially after 12 where I made birdie there, I was like, okay, cool, now let's get going, let's get started. This is a great birdie here, and now we can get going.
So a great emotion on 18th when you put it out there, but at what point did you think I can actually win this?
Thursday. I think the way that I've been playing towards the end of last year, and I've really been practicing hard during the Christmas and festive period, which has really helped. I think that on Thursday I felt that my game was in the right spot to compete for this week, and I knew that I'd have to get to 14, 15 under par to compete for the championship, but at the end of the day, to finish 14 under to take it, overwhelming.
I know you had your dad following you around today. How much of a help was he during the final round?
I didn't actually see him. I think it was more the lessons that he taught me that were filtering through my mind during the course of the round. I think he's been such a good influence on me, to me over the last 22 years. I think he's been a fantastic mentor. And to have those lessons kick in the last 7 holes of the back nine on Sunday is value. You can't put a value to it.
And of course you join a list of illustrious names who've won this title, none other than Ernie Els, of course, who's the tournament host this week.
Yeah, I think to join the likes of Retief Goosen and Ernie Els, Trevor Immelman and a whole bunch more, it's really special. I think it's such a prestigious event, especially for a South African golfer, and with BMW coming on this year, making it that much better. It really has been incredible, and I'm really looking forward to coming back next year and defending.
That's Brandon Stone, the 2016 South African Open Golf Champion. And Brandon was talking with reporter Mark Tompkins in Johannesburg. In African football, the 16-team African Nations Championship, or CHAN, kicks off Saturday in Kigali, Rwanda. Rwanda will host Ivory Coast in the opening match at the Amahoro Stadium in Kigali, and that will be followed by a game between Gabon and Morocco. This 3-week tournament is for locally based players in Africa, and a new champion will be crowned on February 7th in Kigali. That's because defending champion Libya failed to qualify this time around. Teams are preparing for the competition in friendly matches, as we hear now from Mark Ouma.
Captain Jacques Tuyisenga scored in the 49th minute to lift hosts Rwanda to a 1-0 victory over the Democratic Republic of Congo in a friendly match played in Gishenyi on Sunday. Elsewhere, Ethiopia and Niger drew 1-1 in Addis Ababa as Gabon came from behind to hold hosts Uganda to a 1-1 draw in Njeru, some 80 kilometers east of the Ugandan capital Kampala. These teams are gearing up for the African Nations Championship starting in Kigali, Rwanda next Saturday. Here in South Africa, Nigeria play Ivory Coast in the capital Tswane today, Monday. Nigeria has held a training camp here preparing for the African Nations Championship. I caught up with the Nigeria Super Eagles coach Sunday Olise, who sheds light on why they opted for this training venue.
Well, so far so good. We came here because we wanted to use up some altitude and also at the same time to have some quiet training session. So far it's been okay. We've had some knocks, but we're still not ready. The tournament is on the 18th, not today. But we're just praying that come the 18th, when we play our first game, we'll be ready to play. It all boils down to serving our country. So what we just want to do is just build our team. Our ambitions are just to be very competitive and give these players a chance to show what they can do to the world. That's it. And for us, it's going to be a very, very competitive tournament. So we'll take it as it comes. And we have a very young team.
That was Sunday Olise, coach of the Nigeria Super Eagles, speaking in Tshwane, South Africa. Meanwhile, the 2016 African Nations Championship hosts, Rwanda, are the most improved African team, while Namibia has slipped by the widest margin according to the latest FIFA rankings released in Zurich, Switzerland. Placed 19th, African champions Ivory Coast are the highest-ranked team on the continent. Algeria is 28th, Ghana 33rd, Cape Verde Islands 39th, Tunisia 40th, Senegal 45th, Republic of Congo 48th, Guinea 49th, Cameroon 57th, and Egypt 58th. I'm Mark Ouma in Johannesburg, South Africa.
Sporty greetings.
If you would like to leave a voicemail for possible use on a future Sunny Side of Sports broadcast, please call 1-202-205-9942. Once again, that number, 1-202-205-9942. When you hear the VOA identification, press 60. And please include your name and where you are calling from.
I love Sunny Side of Sports.
Check out the Sunny Side of Sports blog, in which I write about a variety of sporty topics. The address is blogs.voanews.com/sunny. Once again, that address, blogs.voanews.com/sunny. My latest blog post is titled, Ghana's Comey, Fighter to Watch in 2016. Undefeated Richard Comey, who fights in the lightweight division, has put himself in line for a possible world title shot in 2016 after winning all four of his bouts in 2015. Comey is a power puncher, and his hard-hitting style is reflected in his career record. He's won all 23 of his prize fights, and only two have gone the distance. Richard Comey says he hopes to bring a world title belt home to Ghana and add his name to the list of champions the country has.